Welcome to Shul Machshav on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, L'Nishmas Am Yaakov Shom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Soito Daf Em Zayin. The Gemara on Daf brings, Gimel Chinois Hem. There's three types of Chayin that there are in the world. Chayin Mokom Al Yoishov, is a Chayin of the place on the people that live there. Chayin Isho Al Bailo, there's a Chayin of a wife on her husband. V'chayin Mekach Al Mikhoi, or Al Loikhoi. There's a mech, the one who buys something, enjoys it, and likes it. We'll start with the fact that the word chayin means chinom. Chayin means with no reason. Ma lechayin lefonai. There should be a, when you have motza chayin b'midbor, as it says in the pasuk, means as chayin, there is, one finds favor in the eyes of someone else. There's no specific reason why he finds favor. It's just something natural, something ingrained, that there is some kind of a chayin that comes up from one to another. The Gemara speaks about three things that have a natural chayin to them. Marsha sends us to what we learned in the Beis Amud Aleph. That the Gemara there says, 40 creation of a fetus, Basko Yitzes, for marriage, as a Basko comes out and says, Bas ploini ploini, meaning marriage. Bais ploini ploini, meaning house. Sod ploini ploini, meaning a field, which is a business. So says the Marsha, everybody before he was born, he already has a designated wife, a designated home, and a designated business that he's going to deal with. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu put in their chayin. So a person will be happy with his chaylik, with the isha that he has, with the house that he has, and with the son that he has, because that's the thing that was designated to him before he was born. Rabbi Tzadik HaKohen in the Sefer Divrei Sofrim says another angle to it. He says, if this is what is designated to the Adam originally, so automatically he wants it, because it's his. Roitze Adam Bekav Shaloi Yoyse Metisha Kavish Chaver. A person wants something that belongs to him, more than nine kavim that belong to his friend. And he goes on there to be married, other examples of this idea, that a person really likes and enjoys and is happy with something that belongs to him. So you may live, if a wife, a house, and a field which refers to Mekach is something which a person does as designated to him before he was born, so that's his. So that's why it's chayin olav. It's chayin because it belongs to him. So Mimele says, that will be the best simon. What's the simon? This is the right wife, this is the right house, this is the right business. Because a person is moitze chayin, something that is moitze chayin in a person's eyes, he finds favor in him, that means it's his. Because Adam roitze bekav shaloi, yoitze metisha kavin shechaveru. The Ben Yoyoda adds that all these three elements of a wife, a house, and a mekach belong to the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. Because Am Yisrael is considered to be the wife of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'arastich li lo'ilom, loshon eirusim. And it says, "Ba'am Yisrael v'shachanti b'tzoicho min HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives within us. We are the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu." And it says, "Am zu koniso." HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochol purchased us. We are considered to be the Mecca of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you made the three chinois that the Gemara refers to over here is the three chinois that belong to the shakas between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, that Am Yisrael's ma'alechen brings, he has favor for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Am Yisrael is the wife, is the house, and is the mekach. And another oimik to this whole thing is that anything that a person gives to others, whatever a person is bestowing on somebody else, that he's mashpia on others, that's something that he has chayin to. A wife, a house, and a mekach is what a person gives to others. That's considered to be his hashpah, and therefore, in return, he has the chayin that comes back from the mushpah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to Hotzogu, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.